Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, In Covert Cows and Chick-fil-A, How Faith, Cows, and Chicken Built an Iconic Brand. Steve Robinson, former Executive Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer of Chick-fil-A Inc., delves into the unique and inspirational journey of one of America's most beloved fast food chains. Through his insider perspective, Robinson unveils the story of how faith, a focus on quality, and a quirky advertising campaign featuring cows pleading for people to eat more chicken catapulted Chick-fil-A from a regional restaurant chain to a national powerhouse. Drawing on his 34-year career with the company, Robinson shares valuable insights on leadership, business ethics, marketing strategies, and the importance of staying true to one's values in the fiercely competitive fast food industry. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the role of faith in building the brand. One of the foundational pillars of Chick-fil-A's success, as detailed by Steve Robinson, is the strong influence of faith upon the brand's ethos. The company's founder, S. Truett Cathy, was known for his devout Southern Baptist beliefs, which played a critical role in shaping the company's culture and business practices. This faith-oriented approach is evident in several of the company's policies, such as remaining closed on Sundays to allow employees a day of rest and worship, and in its mission statement that emphasizes the importance of being a faithful steward of all that is entrusted to the company. Robinson discusses how this commitment to faith did not limit the company's growth. Instead, it attracted a loyal customer base that shares or respects the company's values, setting Chick-fil-A apart in the fast food industry. Secondly, cows as the unconventional mascots, Robinson recounts the origin and impact of Chick-fil-A's iconic Eat More Chicken campaign, which featured cows as mascots who humorously campaigned for people to eat more chicken instead of beef. This marketing strategy, born from a risk-taking creativity mindset, wasn't just about avoiding direct competition with the beef-heavy menus of other fast food giants. It was also about imprinting the Chick-fil-A brand in the public's consciousness in an endearing and unforgettable way. The cows became symbols of the brand's playful personality and its willingness to do business differently. Robinson explores how this approach was a game-changer for Chick-fil-A, fueling its brand recognition and contributing significantly to its growth. The Covert Cows campaign is a prime example of how innovative marketing, when aligned with a company's unique identity, can create a lasting impression on consumers. Thirdly, focus on quality. Robinson places a strong emphasis on Chick-fil-A's unwavering commitment to quality, whether it's in the ingredients used, the food prepared, or the customer service provided. He argues that this focus on quality has been a crucial element of the brand's enduring success. Unlike many fast food chains that prioritize speed and cost over food quality, Chick-fil-A has steadfastly maintained high standards for its ingredients, from insisting on using whole, fresh chicken breasts to pioneering innovations in fast food service that do not compromise on food quality or customer experience. Robinson provides insights into the operational challenges and triumphs involved in upholding these standards, and illustrates how they have helped Chick-fil-A build a reputation for providing reliably high-quality food and service, fostering intense loyalty among its customer base. Fourthly, the importance of company culture. Steve Robinson illuminates the pivotal role that a nurturing and supportive company culture played in Chick-fil-A's journey. He presents the idea that a company is only as strong as its people, emphasizing how Chick-fil-A has invested in developing a positive, inclusive, and growth-oriented work environment. This culture is aligned with the company's core values and reflects its faith-based ethics, prioritizing respect, care, and opportunities for personal and professional growth. Robinson shares examples of how Chick-fil-A's focus on employee satisfaction and leadership development has not only resulted in one of the industry's lowest turnover rates, but has also driven the company's innovation and performance, demonstrating the direct link between a positive company culture and business success. Lastly, navigating controversies and the public eye. While recounting the story of Chick-fil-A's rise to fame, Robinson does not shy away from discussing the controversies that have surrounded the company, particularly regarding its founder's publicly expressed opposition to same-sex marriage. He explores the delicate balance Chick-fil-A has attempted to navigate, staying true to its founding values while also striving to be an inclusive and respectful company. Robinson reflects on the public backlash, the discussions it spurred within the company, and the steps Chick-fil-A took to address and learn from these challenges. He stresses the importance of dialogue, empathy, and continuous improvement in the face of criticism, and how these challenges have prompted the company to reinforce its commitment to serving and respecting all communities. This chapter provides a nuanced view of how businesses can grow from adversity and the importance of maintaining a principled stance while adapting to a changing world. In conclusion, Covert Cows and Chick-fil-A is an essential read not just for business professionals and marketing enthusiasts, but for anyone interested in the interplay between faith, ethics, and entrepreneurship. Steve Robinson offers a rare glimpse into the inner workings of an iconic brand that has remained true to its core values while achieving remarkable success. His insights on leadership, culture, and marketing innovation are invaluable, providing practical lessons that can be applied across various industries. This book can especially benefit aspiring entrepreneurs and business leaders looking for a blueprint on how to build a brand that is not only profitable, but also principled. By emphasizing the importance of staying true to one's values, Robinson's narrative serves as a reminder that integrating ethics with business strategy is not only possible, but can be the foundation for sustainable success. If you would like to support Steve Robinson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.